finally, they're on the air.
This is Roz in the Morning.
We're going to teach you, though, how to dump that significant jerk in your life. This is our gift to you for all the, for all the badness you've been spreading. And let's get a very smart man on the air. Marcus Milton, good morning.
Good morning.
Author of one of my favorite books. Now, we talked a year ago for the launch of this book, Nice Guys Don't Get Laid. It was fascinating. Lots of our listeners got a chance to win that book. And we'll actually have your chance to win a copy coming up here in a few minutes.
And he's been featured with us with Chick Chat.
Yes. Now, Marcus, you're going to teach us how to dump your significant jerk, since this week is Dump Your Significant Jerk Week. You're going to really help our ladies kind of de-jerk this morning.
That's right.
What did you call it? A jerkotomy?
Jerkectomy.
Jerkectomy, yes. We're going to have a jerkectomy this morning.
It just sounds dirty.
Yeah. So how do we, what's the tip this morning, Marcus? What's the tip to getting rid of that jerk for Dump Your Significant Jerk Week?
Well, number one, should you get rid of them? You know, we do a lot of little bubbly stuff on Valentine's Week and all, but there are a lot of women that will hang on to a guy just so they can get through Valentine's Day. He's going to mess it up. It's not going to work out very well.
Right.
Why don't you just go ahead and clean house now and get a new start while you've got a shot at it?
Maybe enter Valentine's Day. Maybe at least have a chance of entering it with somebody you truly
maybe
do care
have
about.
A little rebound date, and there's all the reason to go on one.
Now, you know, Marcus, I didn't see it in your book, but this is some tips you can put in the next successful book. The only successful way to get over a girl is to get under another.
Oh, that's right.
That's words of advice from right here on this morning show. Okay, what's another tip this morning so we can get these ladies so we can have a jerkotomy?
Okay.
Or jerkectomy,
look,
we call
listen
it.
Listen to your friends. Listen to people around you who have been saying this is a bad boy. He's been treating you well, poorly. This is a guy you should get rid of. You know, they will kind of clear you through it. And so now it's time to get rid of them. And there are a lot of different ways to do it. I mean, you know, the best way is just straight. It's over. It's done. Never going to happen again. Goodbye and releasing. Cut and release. Let this one go.
Cut and release.
I mean, now that you, I don't know if I sent you the email on this one woman. Now, she was no angel herself. She was having an affair with this CEO of Oracle for, you know, a number of years.
Took out the
And then the guy says, okay, I'm going to stay with my wife. So she put billboards up in major cities.
Yep.
Yeah.
Of a note, I guess he'd written to her in love or something like that. And put it, you know, put it up in like New York City, Los Angeles, Atlanta. I mean, what a way to end a relationship, to make sure it can't possibly come back together again.
And the best part was that she had a website that you could go to and see a photo gallery of them two together at all these different events. I actually went and saw that. It was hilarious.
The girl was just trying to prove her point.
Well, the guy had been stringing her along. He'd been telling her the whole time that, you know, when I get rid of my wife, you're going to be next in line. And he kind of strung her along for years. Then he cut her loose, and she's like, well, heck with you. I'm going to get back at you, so I loved it.
Payback is really rough sometimes.
Yes, it is. Well, if you need some help with a jerkectomy, let me give this website out, sharkbaitpress.com. You can pick up one of Melton's 1,000 books on there. Again, sharkbaitpress.com. You've won awards for so many different books, and if you truly are a person who loves to read a good, compelling book, go to that website. There's lots of books there to choose from.
And if you're someone that needs to get rid of your significant jerk.
Let's do it right now. Caller 7, 8, 9. How many books do we have?
We do have 3 books.
Caller 7, caller 8, and caller 9. You all won a book this morning, courtesy of Marcus Melton. Marcus, I want to thank you so much. Love the books, love the tips this morning, and happy love week for you as well.
Okay, thank you.
251-1075, call in and win. We'll line up all these callers, get you on the air next.
Boz in the Morning. C-1075.